Almost all us old farts that use a computer these digital days are basically self-taught. The student becomes the teacher. The blind, of course, are leading the blind. Most of us think a computer is a mail shortcut. We open it up, check our email, mostly jokes and political rants, maybe forward a few, then go back to CNN or Fox News on the TV. Some of the more adventurous of us learn to download photos or maybe music, maybe catch some internet news or, well, use Google. But really, we barely dip a toe in the oceanic vastness of what is someone's brave new world, but certainly not ours. We're just tourists skimming the surface of a planet we don't know how to land on, whose language we'll never learn, whose inhabitants won't notice us beyond the mosquito buzz we generate as we hover over a Mac or a PC or a smartphone. Meanwhile, the world below us is morphing before our eyes, but we got no clue, and Wikipedia and Google aren't much help. Even the kids don't really scratch deep. They learn a smidgen of a complicated program for a job, Photoshop, say, or Publisher, but beyond their current needs, the complexity is too overwhelming to retain if it's not repeated day after day. The world is moving too fast now to keep up. Maybe it always was. Gramp had to learn to drive the newfangled tractor, then he had to learn how to fix the dang thing. Most folks couldn't change a tire, much less tear down an engine. The computer goes blue or malware invades its brain. We're adrift without compass or GPS in a forest at night, hopeless and helpless, and totally dependent. We become the children of the machine. It's a loveless bargain, but they've closed the orphanage and there's no going home now.